This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, we want to give a special shout out and welcome aboard to 98.5 FM WUSX. Located there in the Delmarva area. That they service Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, and Milford in Delaware. And they're playing our weekday show and our weekend show. We want to welcome you guys and gals aboard and say thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy what you're hearing, because we've just been going at it tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheeler. Our drivers out there, over-the-road drivers, the men and the women behind the 18-wheelers. Also, our United States Post Office bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail from point A to B. And our suicide jockeys taking the gasoline and the diesel and getting it to the stations to where we got fuel to get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see all the different things that we have to offer over there. Well, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and our very good friend, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, buenos dias, poker toes. Good morning, Captain.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
All right.
That's it. I'm done right there. That's it. All right, sir. All right, sir. Would you like to say the pledge with me?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which
it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words: under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Colonel, obviously, the SCOTUS abortion case, the big leak, that's the huge news of the day. This is, I'm to the point to where I'm almost thinking that this could be attributed to a case of treason, because of the seriousness of what's going on. So why do you think this leak was done to begin with, sir?
Well, I think it was to upend appears to be a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which any rational, reasonable, truly educated constitutional lawyer or student of the Constitution would know. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a year before she died, says it was based upon thin constitutional grounds. And this was the left's attempt. And everything you heard immediately after it, I think, proves this, that it was an attempt to try to subvert this so that this decision would not be made public in the right way, the way that it was intended to be and the way it should be. And that, so I think the motivation is pretty clear. It's hard to imagine any other.
Okay, and I also think that it was because of some D.C. activism that came into the mix here. We got somebody there trying to be the provider of what the way they think it should be. And when they get all said and done, they need to catch whoever this was. But anyway, who would do something like this? Who would do something like this?
Well, I you know, it'd be guesswork on my part, but you would imagine that it would be a clerk or somebody that was passing papers between justices. And, you know, you can take a look at your suspects. You know, the justices hire clerks, not all of them. There are some that actually purposely hire clerks that are not necessarily of the same philosophical mind as them. They really do that. But most of them will hire clerks that are of a similar philosophical mind as them. So suspect number ones would be clerks that work for some of the left-leaning activist Supreme Court justices. But that's just, you and I guessing on that. But to me, rationally speaking, that's a start point.
Okay, well, I'm not an attorney, so I can't answer this question, but I'll ask you your opinion, because that's all it's going to be is an opinion. Is this illegal, what's taking place?
You know, I can't say with any absolute definition, because I'm not a lawyer, but in my opinion, I think it very well could be. It could. I think it'll depend upon the nature, because, you know, elements of a crime always have different elements, and motivation is always one of them. And there are certain motivations here or there, but regardless of whether it comes to a criminal prosecution, it has got to be a prosecution of the highest order, and it's got to be swift, and it's got to be sure, and it's got to be severe. Because, you know, for all the talk about how egregious what an attack January 6th was on our democracy on this, I think it doesn't take anybody with an incredible amount of intelligence to know this sort of thing has the potential. Well, no, it has the potential. It is already more egregious than much of what is being played out on January 6th, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think that this person or persons expected to gain here?
You know, there's a mix of folks out there. There's a lot of people on the left of progressives that are just diehard lawyers. I mean, they're like the Marxists, the Trotskyites. They are just the Leninists. They are just absolutely bought and sold on that idea, and they're willing to almost dang anything to further that. So it may be that, and it may be some personal gain. Who knows?
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought, sir. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That signpost up ahead is reminding you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Conductor of the train that's driving us down the track. This portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, is being brought to you by one of the best car dealers in the United States. And I don't say that without meaning what I'm talking about, and I'll explain right now for you folks up there in Delaware. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. This is because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection that they have, over 500 vehicles and more coming because of the new dealership. I'll get to that in a minute. And by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and if you want to sell your vehicle, you might be in shock when you find out what it's worth. Now, Moss Nissan's exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great offer given to them. Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship stores at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura located side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming in July, I've been told, coming in July will be the all new Moss Nissan Taj Mahal. Boy, is that a beautiful place they're building in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50, just west of, or just east of the Veterans Expressway. Check them out online, folks. Go to Moss, MAUSNissan.com. MossMAUSNissan.com, and they sell vehicles all over the country. You want to come down, have a little fun in the sun, go home with a new vehicle? Check them out, MossMAUSNissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Now, Colonel, you are the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Captain.
All right, and we'll get to what that's all about here in a little bit, in a little while, but I want to get that out there. And you also host a program that I was on last night called Military Matters, correct?
You are, and thank you very much. Your contribution when you come on with us is always mighty.
Well, I just tell it like it is, you know me. But
that's why you're always welcome, and you always do. That's great.
Yeah, and it was about questions. You know, the sometimes people are afraid to ask them. We were trying to have a little discussion with some of the problems that were out there. But it's always a privilege and an honor, especially when I know who's watching the program. So, okay, we got that out there. I wanted to make sure we did. Now, back to what we need to talk about. Did you see the video of the Ukraine that says that they destroyed, and boy, did they, two Russian patrol boats on Monday with one of the full-size drones that looked like they had there. I don't know. I couldn't be sure, but it almost looked like it was a Raptor. It was big enough to be, anyway. And they just destroyed, obliterated those two patrol boats.
Yeah, I read the stories on it. I didn't see the video, but you gave a very great description of it. I almost felt like I was watching the video from that. But yeah, this is going to do a couple things. One, it should hearten Ukraine. It should hearten us because the cost benefit investment of things like drones is huge mm-hmm. on the modern battlefield. It really is. And this will be particularly disheartening and will probably serve to push Vladimir Putin a little bit more over the edge than he already is.
Yeah, and he's going in for cancer surgery, so he'll be even more nervous, right? Yeah.
And I read that a lot of his, even some people very close to him, are kind of being kept in the dark about what's going on with him health and mental-wise. That is frightening. That is Soviet-era stuff, which shouldn't surprise, but should scare people a lot. But, you know, from a big picture thing, if I may, Captain, on Ukraine, I heard a pundit yesterday, and I was disappointed to hear it, but not surprised, saying that we, the United States, need to have a permanent presence across the entire eastern frontier in Europe. That worries and concerns me a lot because, look, the Russians are depleting its military in its war in Ukraine. Vladimir has already lost the diplomatic and information warfare, hands down. Economically, they are losing. They are losing. We, on the other hand, are not winning that either. We can ill afford to have a protracted economic investment in a war to Ukraine and beyond in Europe. We need to look beyond that to do that because we've got economic problems of our own. And now we are starting to deplete a lot of our own military resources in feeding, rightfully so, of Ukraine and its fight with the Russians, but we need to be mindful of that because it's kind of like when Biden tapped into the oil reserves to put a Band-Aid on gas prices and stuff like that, and it didn't even cover the wound. Well, that's what happens when you have these unexpected expenses. It starts to deplete the military, and we lose sight of the greatest security threats, which continues to be, one, our southern border and China.
Yeah,
that's all I've got to say about that big picture.
And let's not forget that the oil that Biden gave away, some of it was the stuff that was paid with $25 and $35 per barrel oil, put it out there in the world market, and actually what he was doing was making money.
But, precisely.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were doing. That was their short way of doing it. But anyway, I digress. Now, the U.S. Embassy, believe it or not, sir, by the end of May will be open and functioning again in Kiev.
I read that. Yeah, of course, we've had congressional delegations and high-level delegations right there, and so they concluded that. So, yeah, that's interesting. It's mostly symbolic, but it is meaningful, too.
I got to ask you a question. What did you think when you saw Nancy Pelosi in her blue pantsuit outfit with her high heels come strolling down the street?
I know this isn't funny, but this is one of the thoughts I had. One is that, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe she had a green screen just making her feel like she's Ukraine. But here's the other thought I had. Maybe she gave Zelensky advice and says, hey, Zelensky, You think you got it bad? I've seen the damage you've got there. You should see my home district in California. We've got crime and we've got worse damage on our streets out there. So don't think you got it so bad here. I know that's not funny, but I'm sorry. There's a little bit of truth to that.
Well, what was funny was watching Adam Schiff, who was trembling over there to the side, and his eyes were bigger than I've ever seen him before, looking around, just waiting for that incoming to come in.
Hey, isn't he a cartoon character? I don't care where he's at, whether he's in what he thinks is harm's way. Of course, he thought he was the primary target, of course, on January 6th, and he still quakes about that, which is nonsense, but he's so self-centered. And then Ukraine to do that, I'm not surprised, but he's always got that look. What a cartoon character Adam Schiff is.
Yeah, and then finally, when we talk about Germany, because this is something we have to mention, the German chancellor said that the sanctions will stay in place on Russia until they sign a peace deal.
Yeah, I was hard to hear that. I was surprised. That's good because of a lot of European allies are found a backbone in many things in this because, you know, fear and threats on your home front have a tendency to do that. I wish we'd been a little more forward thinking over the last 10, 20 years about this, but nevertheless, that's not a bad thing, and we'll see what that peace outcome will be. It'll come. Eventually it'll come. But it'd be interesting to see how it plays out. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Now, when my wife was alive, she and I were along that border in Texas a number of times from one side to the other, all the way from Brownsville, McAllen, all the way over to El Paso, because part of what we used to have to do was to go along that border and drop things off and pick things up to take from military base to military base, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
But anyway, we heard from Representative Michael Guest, who is a Republican congressman out of Mississippi, who said he dismissed the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' claims that the U.S.-Mexican border is closed.
The Homeland Security Director, he is more over the edge than Vladimir Putin. I'm serious. And he wants to pull the rest of us with him. That's insane. I mean, even the most casual observers, and you're right, I mean, it's been a lot of years. I've been in El Paso. I've got high school chums that actually grew up at the first place you mentioned on the Texas border. And so that's always been an issue, and it's even more so. But only the blind would agree with John Mayorkas.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back more with Colonel Wright, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, when we
that
come
back. That signpost up ahead is reminding you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control. People will think, at least, he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight, a draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide, was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of six charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shiny sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. You betcha. And by the way, we're also on USA Radio, and we're also on selected Salem Media Group stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's something that I've been taking every day for 7 years. I take it because it works. Pretty simple. If it didn't work, you wouldn't be hearing me telling you about it, but it definitely helped me because I was able to take this, and I got a suggestion for some of you guys in the VA. You know, if you want to kick the habit and you want to get rid of some of those pills they hand you and you don't think anything of it, why don't you try something that's generic, that's got some healthy meaning behind it, that's not drug, that's drug free, okay? Relief Factor is one of them. Because if you're suffering from pain, constant pain, aggravation, inflammation, that sort of thing, Relief Factor can really help you. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega 3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates the pain that you're in by going right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like proteins and vitamins that you need to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in. Comes in a little convenient individual packet, four little capsules in there, easy to swallow. $19.95 is all it costs to get started on the three-week quick start, $19.95. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 gets you started All you have to lose is pain, folks. Give it a try. All right, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Hey, Captain, something occurred to me real quick in a promo for America's Third Watch. I think maybe America's last great hope is if America's Third Watch gets into more American homes than Big Sister recently hired by Homeland Security. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Boy, oh boy. You talk about a loony patoony. Holy smokes.
If I hear her doing her Mary Poppins thing one more time, I swear I will become one of those veteran suicide statistics.
I hope not. I hope not. But listen, let's talk a little bit about Ohio. Their primary is going to be today. Now, you know a little bit about that because you were up there. I don't. So fill me in a little bit. J.D. Vance.
Yeah. I am following closely. You know, about a year ago, I first checked in on J.D. Vance and some of the people that had declared then. And recently, particularly after I saw that President 45 did an endorsement of him, I followed him, and he is much more seasoned than he was a year ago. He's a bit more to the right than most Ohio Republicans generally go with, but he is fairly well-spoken. He's got a good message, and in fact, he was early on, he had some things that were some criticisms of President 45, but apparently that's been mended. And despite some of the shortfalls that Trump has been ill-advised on some of his endorsements, this one may pay off because other than others, his endorsement almost immediately after it became a competitive race because J.D. Vance was trailing badly. But it's going to be extremely interesting to see how this plays out today. And, of course, the eyes of America, that's we got no place to look at in American politics other than that today, for sure.
Mm. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Today's the day, and they'll get lined up. By the way, one other little thing here. Have you noticed the New York Times has been silent and hasn't said a word on Biden's new disinformation board?
If only the New York Times could be silent on everything. Yeah, not surprising a bit. I mean, journalism is dead in America. It's just absolutely dead. It's not about, the classic journalism. It's not about classic liberalism. It's, I think the term that is now being used is neoliberalism, which is false liberalism, and it's for cause. It's more Marxist than it is traditional liberalism, and that's sad.
Well, this free speech stuff and all that stuff is really getting serious because there was a guy that every now and then used to be on Fox, and he was on Fox News Sunday once in a while, but that was when Chris Wallace was there, journalist and author David Zurawiec, who appeared on Sunday's CNN broadcast of Reliable Sources with the little short fat guy. Now, he went into panic mode as he delivered his frenzied remarks on what he said is the necessity of being able to moderate unfettered free speech.
Isn't that frightening?
My God.
And you know that they don't really mean what they're saying. It's just like all this talk about, oh, we got to protect democracy, being spoken by people that haven't a clue about what the American government system and what the founding fathers set up, for one. And two, free speech. Well, yeah, free for people that think like me, but otherwise, shut up, go to the back room, be a mushroom. Allow us to shovel all the blank out to America. You all be quiet. Stunning to me. I think most Americans hopefully are waking up to that, and so the lunacy of that is there, and it's telling. I mean, but they're bought and sold on this. They can't turn it around between now and November. The left cannot, and so they're going to pay the price. They got to go down that road. They are. They bought sold it, and we'll see. Eventually, the Democratic Party is going to recover, and it's going to do this because it's been 150 years. Doing what it did, and so we'll see what they do. But it's going to be too little, too late for this year. So beyond November 2022, it's going to be interesting to see what direction they go, and quite honestly, what direction the Republican Party continues to go.
Well, only 29% of likely U.S. voters think the country's headed in the right direction, according to a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey, and some 60% believe it's going in the right direction. So I'm surprised that the 29% is as high as it is.
Yeah, seriously. And that is that percentage is increasing since it was as I do that. But, yeah, I am too. And sometimes I think that people, when they get pulled on all that, typically it's hard to trust that because I think in their heart they really believe one thing, but they say and respond to a poster another way. So, you know, polling is what it is. It doesn't mean much. The things that really matter are like, hey, the election in Ohio today and the election in the primaries in August and then the general election in November. That's what really counts in the end.
Now, did you see the White House Correspondents Association dinner when Biden was sitting there getting roasted and the host, Trevor Noah, who's not so funny, dig, when he said, and everybody in the building was laughing, including Biden was just beside himself laughing at the comments about the high gas prices and inflation. Now, the Republicans, as well they should have got that video and they're going to use that in their commercials, their campaign commercials against them.
Yeah, the average Joe and Jill American is crying when they hear that kind of stuff. And yet, well, he's like Nero, you know, he's fiddling while Rome burns. And he's the guy that set the fire on Rome.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jill Biden, you know, she wrote a book.
Oh, you mean Dr. Jill?
Dr. Jill, yep. Dr. Jill from Beacon Hill or wherever. But anyway, Dr. Jill.
Just like Kamala Harris, you need to show adequate respect there, Captain.
Yeah, I know. And we need to
stand up and salute.
We need to stand up and salute for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Dr. Jill, her book has flopped. It registered a microscopic number of sales in the first week, less than 100.
Yeah, I don't even want to expend the energy or time to look at the cover on that in the bookstore. You know it,
uh-huh.
Particularly you know if it's got pictures of Dr. Jill. Forget about it. I don't need that kind of depression. I get depressed enough reading the newspapers and watching the news. I don't need that.
Yeah. Well, you know, between censorship, between disinformation, between the war in Ukraine, it just isn't cool to be a Democrat today.
No, it's not cool. As if it ever was, but now it's becoming recognized that, you know, American culture isn't owned anymore by the average Americans. But, you know, just maybe, you know, the left doing what it's done in its own self-indulgent suicide that appears to be committed, maybe that is, in the long run, will be a great favor. And the average Americans can reclaim our own culture. And that, you know, I always try to look at the bright side and the long term and all that, whether we're talking about Ukraine or we're talking about what's going on here. And that's my hope. But we'll wait and see.
Well, Colonel, I want to thank you very much for being on the program today. We will talk to you again on Thursday. So you have yourself a good day. And on Thursday, we're going to have lunch together, aren't we?
We are going to have lunch, and you're welcome very much, and thank you very much.
All right, you take care. All right, yes, sir, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We appreciate him very much coming on the program a couple times a week and lending his experience to what we have to talk about, and we'll be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, thank you very much, Kyle, for doing that, and we're looking forward to having lunch today, and running across the folks that we have that stop by and say howdy howdy to us, because we are at Mission Barbecue every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1:30, and we would love to see you there and say howdy howdy to you and shake your hand, and we have some great conversations. I'll tell you that we have some great conversations with a group that's there every Tuesday. So kind of get in on that if you can, and I'm telling you, you won't be sorry, because there's something for everybody there. And you get a chance to see the history. Now, we get there at 11:30 because at 12 noon, they have the playing of the national anthem. So we're there then, earlier, so that we can, you know, grab a sandwich or grab whatever it is we're going to eat. And then when they play the national anthem, we stand up and we do what we need to do. And the veterans that are there, when they're wearing cover, and most of us do, we salute the flag, and those that aren't, well, they salute the flag anyway, because you can do that if you're a veteran. And by the way, Ron Edwards.
What's up with all the food processing plant fires and explosions? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee, this year alone, 17 food processing plants have either caught fire or exploded or both. Also, logistics centers such as the Walmart Distribution Center in Indianapolis went up in flames in March, along with other huge facilities as well. Please don't try to label me as a conspiracy theorist, but 17 food processing centers burned up or exploding this year alone? A month ago, and recently again, regime figurehead Joe Biden spoke of coming food shortages. Let's not forget that many U.S. farmers were forced by the bullying Biden regime to destroy their crops last year. This year, while the world watched the media focus on Putin's effort to invade Ukraine and allegedly cleaning out human trafficking tunnels there, Bill Gates has been buying up massive acreage of U.S. farmland along with China. Some, including yours truly, believes the government that can impeach the 45th president of the United States based upon a series of lies knowingly is capable of any atrocity imaginable, including harming our food supplies. I say prepare now for the worst possible scenario, for it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, that's the Ron Edwards, and theronedwards.com, the website to go to. And while you're over there, check out the display of Constitutional Grounds Coffee that's right there. And you know something? Let me just a minute here. Oh, boy. I have iced coffee that I make, and I use the Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It is really good, and I like it, and I get enough coffee to keep me busy here, so to speak, during the month. But I'll tell you what, the thing about it is, if you like good coffee, go over to theronedwards.com, take a look at the display that's there, and get yourself a bag of that coffee, and you tell me if it's not some of the best coffee we've ever had. By the way, it's not acidic. You know how some coffees will just tear up your stomach? This won't. It's not acidic, but it's good. And if you need to be awake, it'll keep you awake. I can guarantee you that one. So there you go. All right. Now, have you heard this one, folks? For the first time, a federal health panel has recommended against the use of vermectin for the treatment of COVID-19, despite reports that it's successfully been used to treat the illness. Now, vermectin, I believe, could be wrong, but I think President Trump had that somewhere along his treatment when he got sick that one time. But I know there's been a lot of other people that have. Now, the National Institute of Health's COVID-19 Treatment Guidelines panel said that as a safety and efficiency of ivermectin for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, that it's been evaluated in clinical trials and observational cohorts. And because of that, it recommends against the use of ivermectin for the flat-out treatment of COVID-19, except in a clinical trial. Wow. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? What's next, right? What the heck is next? Well, I guess what could be next is my buddies down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, for you folks around the country, if you're having trouble finding blinds or shades or shutters made in the USA, and I said made in the USA, and you're looking for the Hunter Douglas dealer product, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota is the place to go. Now, you can check them out online. I'm going to give you the phone company here, or phone number here in a minute. And they'll mail stuff to you. They'll ship stuff to you. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here, Sarasota and St. Pete and Tampa. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or ask any questions you need to ask, or place an order if you're outside the area. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Dominique's Blinds and Decor. And again, if you're having a problem trying to get what you need, try them. They just might have it. Been in business a while, and they do a really good job with what they have to offer. Now, before I forget again, I want to say good morning and howdy howdy to all our new listeners on WUSX 98.5 FM, playing our weekday show and our weekend show. They are located in the Delmarva region over there, which is Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, and Milford, Delaware. I know the area. I've been there a number of times because of the fishing and the water that's around there and all that. And so my wife and I were there when she was alive several times and really appreciated it. People there are really nice, and I look forward to being in the area. And, of course, you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, a more infectious version of the BA.2 Omicron variant is spreading in the western and northeastern U.S. right now, the latest development in the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. However, this isn't a knockdown, slap you in the back, fall on the floor type sickness that we had to deal with a couple years ago. Because according to estimates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the BA.2.12.1 variant now makes up about 30% of the cases in the U.S. and could be roughly 25% more transmissible than BA.2. So far, neither variant seems to result in a more serious illness. It's kind of like getting the flu. You get it, you get over it. Now, a small number of cases of both the new variants have appeared in the U.S., where the level of vaccination is lower than, say, South Africa, fueling some concern that the new U.S. wave could be on the horizon. But I guess if you've been vaccinated and if you have the antibodies, you're in fairly good shape. Although I did hear by somebody, and I don't know who it was, but somebody said the antibodies weren't necessarily the best way to go. Who knows anymore, right? Who knows? Okay, don't forget, folks, today, where I'm going to be. I'm going to be over there at the Mission Barbecue. Well, let me see if I can get this in here real quick. Nope, I can't, because here comes the music. But anyway, over there on West Waters, if you want to stop by, 11:30 to 1:30, we invite you to stop by. And they've got great food there. You won't mind that at all. And by the way, veterans, you always get a free dessert. And it's going to be one of those days where the sun's out. We can sit outside if you want to. You can sit inside if you want to. Whatever. And I'm telling you, you're going to love the place with all the military memorabilia and the first responder memorabilia on the wall. I've got a helmet there. I've got one of my hats from the fire department of New York there, too.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.